Lynn Payne is the garden guru. Lynn, what do you want to talk about today?
Today, I just wanted to touch on a few issues, what you need to do in the next few weeks before old man winter really sets in. Those of you that still have a lawn, I recommend that you set your mower down a notch and cut it a little bit shorter than normal, and of course, remove all the grass clippings. You don't want those laying on the lawn all winter because that builds up thatch that just has to be raked out in the spring. You're going to need to rake up those leaves before winter sets in. So if your lawn isn't desperate for a mowing, I'd put it off for another week or maybe even 2 weeks so that you can remove all those leaves at the same time that you're mowing your lawn. Now, you can use the grass clippings and the leaves that you're removing from your lawn in other parts of your yard unless you've used a fertilizer this summer with a weed killer in it. Then I definitely wouldn't use that in your fruits or vegetable areas. In your perennial gardens or annual gardens, it'll work just fine. Also, we got to think about shutting down our irrigation systems. I think that we all know that that needs to be done. Let's not forget to drain our hoses either. But if you leave it connected and forget about it, it could cost you a significant amount to hire a plumber to come and replace that hose bib. So please disconnect your hoses and drain them. You don't want to leave water in them because it could split your hose, or more likely, you're going to have that hose coiled up and there'll be water in that hose and it'll be frozen. So you won't be able to water. So drain your hoses, and also, if you have rain barrels, of course, you got to drain those and put those away for the winter. This time of the year, we always like to use a winterizer fertilizer. Now, years ago, that just started on lawns, but it has grown to where it's universally accepted that we use a winterizer fertilizer on not just lawns, but in all of our garden beds. It's a slow-release fertilizer, and it feeds the roots of your perennials or ornamental grasses or trees, shrubs, etc., all winter. One last thing to mention, here in the Southwest, our soils are generally alkaline. They tie up a lot of the nutrients that are present in the soil that plants cannot get to. So I recommend using iron sulfate or sulfur. So both of those things help acidify the soil and begin to release nutrients that are currently there but unavailable to the plant.
Okay, where are you located?
We have two locations in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is at 304 Camino O'Leary. And don't forget, we have a soil yard that sells compost and mulch in bulk, and you should call before you go there. That phone number is 424-0336. And if you have any questions that you need immediate answers to, go to our website and check that out. That's paines.com, and there's also a way that you can email your questions directly to me. That's at info@paines.com.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.